No, boyu v'neitzei likros kala malchuso. They used to say right at the beginning of Shabbos, let's go out to meet the malcho, the Shabbos. Boyu v'neitzei likros kala malchuso. Let's go out to meet the queen, the Shabbos. Trashi boy v'neitzei kodem ha-mekabel p'nei melech. Like someone's going out to be mekabel the melech. That's the Sahira Samashram is running, not to prepare for Shabbos, but he's running to shul, he's running to say, by the Shalom. The Amri Lon, some say Likra Shabbos Kalamachasa. That's what he was running to. Some say when Likra Shabbos Kalamachasa. Rabbi Yanai Misatif, if he used to wrap himself around with his talis, or with his clothing, or dressed up nicely, the koi, the yomer, go and say, boyi kala, come in kala, come in kala. So that's what they're running. They're running outside mashma to be makabal Shabbos. So the next time you're running to prepare for Shabbos, before Shabbos, but it means on right at the beginning of Shabbos, you're running out to be makabal Shabbos. So that's you have a reshus to do. So that's the Mishnah. Hamevakeb reshus rabbin. If somebody is chopping down wood in the reshus rabbin, they have zekeb reshus yochid. And the wood goes flying off into Rosh HaYochid, or else, for Rosh HaYochid, you're chopping wood in private property. The Hesek Rosh HaRabim, and the wood goes flying off into Rosh HaRabim and does damage to somebody, or else, for Rosh HaYochid, you're chopping wood in your own private property. The Hesek Rosh HaYochid Acher, and it goes flying off into your neighbor's Rosh HaYochid, and you do damage there, Chayiv. And all these three cases, you're Chayiv for the damage that you did to somebody else. Now the Gemara says, with Tzricha, I need all three cases in the Mishnah. The Tanaham Avakev Rishus HaYochid Bezik Rishus HaRabim. If I'd only hear the first case, where you're chopping through your wood in your own Rishus, but the wood is going flying out to Rishus HaRabim, that you're chayi for the damage that you do, you know why? Mishum Deshchichi Rabim. Because a lot of people walk there. So you're supposed to be careful. You're shouldered. You should have watched yourself. You should have known that you could do damage there. It's not called an honest gomer. Therefore, you're chayi. Avom Rishus Rabin Rishus HaYochid, but when you're chopping wood in Rishus Rabin, and you watch around Rishus Rabin, nobody's coming there. And the wood now flies off into private property, to La Shechichi Rabin, there in private property, normally nobody's there, it's not Shechichi to have a lot of people there, so maybe you could have been like called like an honest. Eimaloi, maybe you called an honest, you'd be part of the Gamri. So I need to say, even this Kiddush also Yechayiv. Now, V'iton, I'll let it just say this case, V'iton in Rishus Rabin Rishus HaYochid, if it would have said this case of Rishus HaRabim, you're chopping wood in Rishus HaRabim, and it goes flying off into Rishus HaYochid, you know why you're chayiv there? Mishum di mikor shleib Rishus Ovid. Because at the beginning you're doing shleib Rishus. You have no right to chop wood Rishus HaRabim. Even though you didn't do damage in Rishus HaRabim, you did it in Rishus HaYochid, but you have no right to do damage there. Avom Rishus HaYochid, but when you're chopping wood in your own backyard, where you have a right to chop wood there, the Rishus HaRabim, even though it goes flying off Rishus HaRabim, to Rishus Ovid, that I call upon him when you started to chop, you had a right to chop in your own backyard. Eimaloi, maybe there I would say the same, maybe there I would say he's potter. So Kamash Malon, even there also he's chayiv. Now, V'ton Hanach Hanach Tarti, if I would only hear these two cases, Ho Mishum the Shchicha Rabin, and the case was in your private property into the Rishus Rabbi Michayiv, because a lot of people walk there, Ho Mishum the Shleib Rishus. Or else when you're chopping in the Rishus HaRabim, you're doing it without permission. You have no right to chop wood Rishus HaRabim. That's why you're chayiv in these two cases. Avol, but the third case. Mirishus HaYochid, Rishus HaYochid Achar, in the case where you're chopping wood in your own private backyard. And now the wood goes flying off into the neighbor, another private property. To Loishchichi Rabim, Umikor Rishus. You have two milas here. First of all, you're chopping in your own backyard. You have permission to do it there. And secondly, maybe you have a right to think that nobody's going to be in the neighbor's backyard now. There's not too many people there. A Maloy there, I would have thought maybe you call like an honest, or it's not considered like you're doing a ma'isam better. So even if you hold honest, it's chayim b'yodim ma'azik. But maybe it's not considered like you're doing a ma'isam ma'azik altogether. You're doing a ma'isam chopping wood in your backyard that you have a right to do. Tzricha. That's the Chiddush that no, that since it's possible that these woods can go flying off into your neighbor's rishus, and it's possible your neighbor may be there, it's still a taka that you're mazik your neighbor, and for that you're chayiv, other than mazik is chayiv. Tana Rabbonim, learn like this. Says, Hanichnas lechanusoi shel naga shleib rishus. If you go into a carpenter's house without permission, Hanichnas lechanusoi shel naga, you go into the store of a carpenter. And you know what a carpenter is doing in the store, he's banging away with the wood there. And you went in without permission. and v'nitzer, dikas, and some wood went flying, v'tovcha upon of a mason, hit you on the face and you died. So potter, havada, the balachanus is potter. Like you have no right to go into his property. That's not called the shaygig, that you chayav golus. That's called an honest gomor, therefore you potter even migolus. What about the nichnas brishus? Let's say that you had an appointment, you had permission to come into the store, and then the guy still goes and chops and cuts his wood, and wood goes flying and kill you, then chayiv. Then taki yechayiv. We'll soon see what it means. For the moramai chayiv, what are yechayiv? Om Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, chayiv v'dalet dvorim apotem igolus. You should know, you only chayiv if you did damage to the person, not if you killed him. Because if you killed him, then you apotem igolus. But in dalet dvorim do yechayiv. Like Rashi says, chayiv v'dalet dvorim, im lenes, if the person doesn't die. Elohutzik, he received damage. Noisin law, you have to pay for the nezek, for the damage, tsar, for the pain, repo, the doctor bills, the shevis, if you can't go to work. The evelay poshe, you're poshaya. Ava boishis loy, but for the embarrassment not. The enachayav ala boishat, she's kavan, until you had kavanah to do damage to him. Here, even though you're poshaya, but you didn't have kavanah to hit him, to do damage to him. Therefore, in boishis, like we had before, you have to have kavanah to do damage, even if you don't have kavanah to embarrass him. But at least you have to have kavanah to do damage to him, and here you didn't have damage, you didn't have kavanah to be mazik him, you'd be potter rambusha. Pereisha, the shleib rishus, potter medal, the vorm, the lekab shia. Aval nezachayim, in the ratio though, we went in shleib rishus, yes, you would have just damaged him, so on the dalad vorm, you'd be potter. But on nezak, you'd be chayim, like we learned before, that petza tachas potza, that's chayim aloin is kerotzen. But I call from here, where he came in rishus, if you do damage and hurt him, you call the pashaya, you're chayim on the dalad vorm. But if he dies, though, then you put him in a golus. Samar says, why you put him in a golus? It's not like the terrorist case when you go into a forest and chop wood. When you went to chop wood in the forest, you both had a right to be there. So that's called a good shoygeid. But zele rishus chaveira nichnas. But here you went into the Rishus of Yechaver. Since you went into the carpenter's store, that's why you put them. That's the Havmina. So Amar Rav says back, L'chura Kavachoyim, it's a Kavachoyim that you should be Chayiv. It's not a Svoy, you put, you should be Chayiv. Ma Yar, Maduch by a forest. Zel Lidaita Nichnas, Zel Lidaita Nichnas. Each one had his own permission and right to be there. Nasik Kimishin Nichnas Adas Chaver of a Goyla. So now when you chop wood and you hit kill somebody, it's considered like you killed them b'shoigig, you're at fault. And then if we have to go to Golus, if so, zeh shaladas chaveira nichnas. Here where the carpenter told this man, you have permission to come into my store, like kol shechein, isn't it for sure when now the carpenter kills him, that he should be chayv to go to Golus? It's true, he didn't have kavanah to kill him, but he can't say it's like an honest, he's more like a b'shoig here. At least he's for sure a shogeg. So why are you telling me he's potter from Golus? So Elo rather said like this, Elo my Rava, my potter mi Golus, you know why he's potter from Golus over here? Because the Loisagin lay be Golus, because it's not enough to go to Golus. Because Golus is only when you kill somebody b'shegeg. But here this is called Karav Lemezid already. Since it's Karav Lemezid, therefore Golus is not enough of a kapara for you. You'll have to have another kapara. Behind the time of the Rabbi Yosef Ramchanino, Mishum Dehevi lay shegeg Karav Lemezid. Because this type of a shogeg, where you invited somebody into your store, into your carpenter store, you have to be careful there. And therefore, you keep on banging and chopping the wood, and you kill him, it's called, true, it's a shogeg, you didn't have intentions to kill him, but it's karav lemeitzer though. You should have known that somebody's there, you could harm him. So therefore, about in such a case, you're potter from Golus, because it's more than a shogeg, it's karav lemeitzer, that's why you're potter, you need a bigger kapar. Most of Rabbi asked a question like this. It says aloch in makis we had that hoisif loyritsu achas umeis. When you give somebody makis, whatever they shot off, he could take 9, 12, as much as he could take, and the guy that started to hit him gave him an extra whip. Is hareza goyla yodri. So the one now that gave an extra whip, and because of the extra whip, the person died, it says you have to go to Golus. You killed him, b'shegeg, therefore you have to go to Golus. Now the question here also, for yohocho the shegeg karv lemezidhu, the iboya sukiya daitai. The ma'isa inshi the chadritzua. Here also you're at fault a little bit. True, you didn't have intentions to kill him, but you should have been more careful. You shouldn't have given an extra whip. You should have counted carefully, because you should know that by giving an extra whip, you may kill him. Because the whole oimed that we see how much he could take is depending on how strong the person is. Like, we don't want him to die. through Makis. So we evaluate how much he could take. But that's it. To give him one more, you should have realized you may kill him. So therefore, it's a kasha. How come here we say Yechayev Golis? The Chor here is called, for sure should be called the case of Shegeg Korv Lemezid. Ugatani. V'hochad, Rimmar says, the Shegeg Korv Lemezid. Here Tanakh is called the Shegeg, which is Korv Lemezid. The boy has to get out here the Maisi and Shemechad Ritzua. Ugatani, I raise the Goyla. And still it says he goes to Golis. So what's the kasha on the Gemara before? All right, turn over. So the chasha we just said before, in the name of Rav. Rav before said, according to Ibisi Rav Chanina, that also the pot of Migolis was because it's a shaygig korv lemezid. So here also it should be called the shaygig korv lemezid. So in Memorain says, Omarav Simi minadoi ditoyi biminyona. I'll tell you what, he made a mistake in the counting. Not that he gave an extra whip, but he thought he's only giving 9, and he made a mistake now. Instead of giving 9, he gave 10. But he thought he's only giving 9. So Tovach le Rava b'sandal, Rava kicked him with his foot. Kicked him in the sandal. Omalei said to him, "Also, who money does the person that gives the whip, gives the malchus, does he count?" V'atanya would learn like this. The case is Godel Shavu Dayanim Kira. The oldest one of the Dayanim, their Kira the Pasha. V'hasheni Moina, and the second one counts. V'hashlishi Yoyma Kevin, the third one saying hit. So Chura, you can't say you made a mistake in the count. Because they tell him exactly how to do it. There's the third one that's sitting, he's not the one that's counting. The Rashi says, the first one is Kaira, the Potter Viflo Hashem as Makasecha. And the second one counts, and the third one hits. Says, so the one hitting couldn't have made a mistake. So Elamite has to mean that he gave an extra whip. It could be that the Yonim himself made a mistake. And the Chachamim, the dying, the counting also made a mistake. It's possible. So that's the case. They say he's chayav golus because here it's called the good shaygeg. It's not called korv lemezid because they made a mistake that he hit. Meisvei avakasha. There's a locha azoyrik as seven rishus rabbim. If somebody throws a stone into the rishus rabbim, for horrek and he kills somebody, harayza girl, he has to go to golus. So the question is why? Again, for yehocha the shaygeg korv lemezidu the boyle asuki yadaita the rishus rabbim shchichi injury ukatoni harayza girl. Here also, a person should realize that there are people in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So you can't stop throwing stones from your backyard into Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and then if you kill somebody, it's called the Shaygig. The Chur is called Karav Lamezid. You should have realized there could be people there, so why are you Chayav Golis? We're talking about not standing he threw it into Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, but where he knocked down his wall. Fred Gemara still, he should have still been careful. So Gemara says, the Saisa Balayla. He knocked it down at night time. Even if you knock down your front wall at night time, still you have to be careful. Not the rabbi, you have to be more careful. You have to be careful that maybe someone is walking the Rishus Rabbim and your stone's not going to kill him. So why you have golis? So Gemara says, the soiser has kaisloi biyoim liyashko. We're talking about where you knock down your wall at daytime, and outside in front of your wall was like a junkyard there. To the yashko. So that's why you have golis. It's not called korv lemezid. Gemara says, let's see. Hi, Ashbechidomi. This type of a junkyard, people throw their junk there. How are we talking about? If the rabbim use it, that's the garbage, the central garbage collection there. So a lot of people go there. If so, again, mezidu. Then again, if there are always a lot of people there, you should have been careful not to knock down your wall into this junkyard where people are there. So again, it should be called shaygeg korv lemezid. You should be potter from golus. And if Elamai, tell me now what, people do not go there, if so, honest, so, then it's not even called a shaydeg, you should be potter from Golos also, you should be called an honest. So Gemara says, Omarapopola, Trichela, Viashpa, Hosuil, Ifanas, Balayla. This is an ashpa that people use it at night time. That, when Ifanas Rashi says, Benayodim, Nifnim, Balak, Bayim. People use it as a basic kisi at night time. People go there at night time. Vienu, Hosuil, Ifanas, Bayim. People do not use it by daytime. Right? So it's not sneeze there at daytime. People could see you. So people don't go there at daytime. But sometimes you have to realize, sometimes it happens that people use it for the basic keys even by daytime also. So therefore, mezid loy heve to enu asuyi lefanis biyoim. They say it's called the shoygu like korvla mezid, you should be potter from golas. That we don't have this tomorrow over here. Because since you don't use it at daytime, it's only used mainly by nighttime, it's not called a mezid at daytime. But honest, nominally heavy, yes, the kashrif, so it should also be potter, because it should be considered an honest. And that the Gemara says no. So you eko the nikri v'yosef, because it could be sometimes people use it by daytime also. So therefore, you should have been careful before you knock down your wall. So that's enough as v'darag of a shogeg to say that you chayav galus. Rav Papa mishmei the rova masnin lo areisha. Rav Papa, the name of Rav, learned this halacha on the reisha. Said what? Hanich neslechanus eshonagish lebrishus. If you go into the carpenter's store without permission, and if you go in there and you get hit on the head and you die, savada the balachulis is potter. Now, Omer Rav Yosi Rav Chanina, but chayu biabo dvorim upotter migolus. That not in the second case we went in brishus. He learned this halacha even in the reisha. Even though he walked in shalei brishus, still the owner is chayu biabo dvorim. He's potter migolus. So it works like this. Man the master law sefer, whoever learns this on the sefer koshech in a reisha, for sure it goes on the reisha. So Rashi says chayim bedala dvorim, why? To also nani pesheyu, the one that's chopping the carpenter is also called the pesheyu. Kivon the chazia the ayol, since he saw the guy coming to his store. True, the guy came in without permission, but lamaisa you saw him in there. Therefore, boilen the unit. You should have been careful. Even though somebody is there without permission, but still you have no right to do damage to him. Therefore, you chayim b'dal advarim. So what's like this? Man the master lo ha-seifa, Rashi says, the pot in the golesan, the seifa, in the case where the guy came in b'rishus. Shein adoim liyar, so kol shrein ha-reisha. For sure, he's pot in the golesan in the reisha, where the guy had no right to come in, then for sure he called like a shoygig. But a man, the master la reisha, the one that says you potter from golus in the reisha, when somebody came into your store without permission, will I say for? Kivun the reshus, chayiv golus. They'll learn though in the sefer though, if somebody has permission to come into the store, and the carpenter keeps on banging and kills him, there he would be chayiv golus. And that's called a shoygig, it's not called korv lemezid, that's called enough of a shoygig to say chayiv golus. For the Gemara, is this true? Oh, me chayiv golus in such a case when you walk into a store with permission and the guy still keeps on banging away and kills you, is he chayiv golus if he kills you? For your time you will learn. Hanich neslechanus eshal nafoch, if you go into a store of a banger, nafoch, it's like a blacksmith. Venitza nitzoitzois, and some sparks came flying off, a topchule upon of hit you on the face of mace, it says potter, says you potter from golus. V'yafidu nichnas brishus, and even if you go in there, v'rishus. So if so, how could you tell me now that if the guy goes in brishus, yichai of golus? Here it says clearly, even though a guy comes in brishus, still you're potter from golus. Why is this called the shoygei korv lemezid, that you're potter from golus? So Gemara answers, hokav amayaskinon b'shulei denafcha. Talking about the Talmud, Rashi says, Talmid shulei senafach, the student of the carpenter came in, or the student of the blacksmith came in. Freddy Gemara, so what? Shulei denafcha lemikta lekoi? So what? So what the student came in? Does the master have a right to kill a student? So what? Like, why do you say there, that's the case that... Why here do you say it's potter migolus? So Mara says, Kishravi Misara Balotseis. Here the case we're talking about is that the master is telling his student, okay, it's enough, it's after class, go out already. Vienna Yitzin, he doesn't want to leave. And therefore the master keeps on banging and kills him. That's why it's potter from Golis. Freddy Gamaru, Nishum the Rabbi Misara Balotseis, Lemikta Koi, what kind of swear is that? Just because you get angry at your student, tell him to leave already. Is that a reason to say that you're potter, you have a right to kill him? And the Gemara then, the case is, Kisova Yotza, you thought your Talmud left already. That's why you put in the Golas, that's called an honest Gomer. The Yochi is so Achinami, not only the student then, anybody else.